You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Unfortunately, many women find themselves in an emotionally abusive or controlling relationship for quite some time before they are able to even figure out what is happening. This is because the signs are very difficult for the person being controlled to spot. The manipulator will often choose someone who is susceptible to being controlled and undermined due to their own lack of self-confidence, dependent needs, and their search for someone who will appear to protect them, care for them, give approval, and make them feel needed. Today, I am answering a question from a woman who is suffering in an emotionally abusive situation. Why does a partner become emotionally cruel to someone they purportedly love? The controller's purpose is to gain power and get what they want by undermining their partner's very sense of who they are, thereby getting them to constantly submit. They use tactics such as intimidation, which is using implied or veiled threats about withholding their love or leaving. They use guilt tripping, which is implying the partner is not caring enough or is too self-centered. And this works especially well with more conscientious people. They may use shaming, putting down, insulting, and using sarcasm to make the other person feel inadequate. This way, they stay in power as the other person weakens. They use charm. A good controller is always seductive and knows how to be flattering at times in order to reel their partner in and bind her more tightly to him. And turning the table, they will claim that they are in fact the victim and are being put upon to deflect any blame or confrontation, and to further induce guilt in their partner. As you can see, these covert methods of undermining any person's confidence and ability to see what is really going on can be very effective. So effective that signs you might see in yourself, if you are the one being controlled, are important to know, and they are things like, who am I? This feeling that you don't really know who you are anymore. You start to believe you're all these shameful, terrible things that this person's saying, or someone maybe that you don't even recognize. Feelings of chronic fear. For reasons you can't quite name, you feel afraid all the time. It is the fear that you are losing yourself and that you are powerless. You may have fantasies of escape, whether they are thoughts of fleeing the relationship or even thoughts that you or your partner will die so that you will be free. These kinds of frightening thoughts may come to you. And you might find yourself questioning reality, The controller is so busy changing the reality of what he is doing by denying, lying, rationalizing, and beating up on you that you really no longer trust your sense of what's really happening anywhere with anyone. And isolation. Controllers work to isolate you from anyone else in your life who may support you and make their work more difficult. They may be intensely jealous and keep you from both friends and family. And eventually, you find yourself isolated from everyone but him. And lying. You will start lying to others in order to collude with him, that nothing is going on. You will defend him despite your own panic. And this will require distorting the truth to anyone that asks. This controller has convinced you that you cannot live without him. And because he has undermined your confidence and feelings of self-worth, you believe it. Which is why you can't seem to break free, or you keep going back to him. When a person first leaves the controller, they have these horrible feelings of not knowing who they are at all. And this terror can make them return to being the abused and submissive person who thinks they will at least be taken care of and have some identity. The role of victim and martyr can be a draw for some women, particularly those who have carried around guilt of their own for some past issue that's completely unrelated. Also, women who grew up in a home where their father was controlling and abusive to their mother will often repeat the same thing with a partner and feel that, like their mother, somehow they deserve it. Research has shown that the consequences of emotional abuse are just as severe as those of physical abuse. Except instead of physical marks and bruises, your wounds are invisible to other people. They are hidden in self-doubt and feelings of worthlessness and self-loathing that you might feel. When emotional abuse is severe and ongoing, you can lose your entire sense of self. Because over time, the accusations, the verbal abuse, name-calling, criticisms, and even gaslighting can erode your sense of self so much that you can no longer see yourself realistically. You might begin to agree with the abuser and become internally critical, saying to yourself that you are trapped in this relationship, believing that you will never be good enough for anyone else. And eventually, you might start to pull back from other friendships and isolate yourself because you become convinced that no one likes you. Emotional abuse can impact friendships because emotionally abused people often worry about how people see them and if they truly like them. And emotional abuse, importantly, can cause a number of health problems, mental health issues like depression, anxiety, and sometimes the development of an eating disorder. Being abused emotionally can impact you physically as well, causing you to develop stomach ulcers, heart palpitations, and insomnia. It's very important to identify when what is happening to you is emotional abuse. So with that, right after the break, we'll get to my listener's question.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back. Let's get to my listener's question and see, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, I have been dating my current boyfriend for about 6 months. For most of that time, he has been a sweetheart, attentive, loving, and honestly has seemed really crazy about me too. I found myself feeling, this guy is the one. But for the last month, he has become critical, sometimes embarrassing me in front of my friends by saying something unflattering about me and telling me that he doesn't like, for example, what I'm wearing or how my hair looks. It's really confusing because at other times he is back to his complimentary and loving self. I've asked him if something is wrong and he quickly denies anything is, but then basically says it's just that he has noticed something about me that is turning him off. And if I would just fix it, all would be well. This past week, his criticisms have come with a big dollop of sarcasm and, frankly, condescension. Like, I'm being pretty dumb or ignorant, and he knows better, so I should really just be listening to him. I have in the past respected his opinions, so I don't know what exactly he is talking about. But it's making me feel pretty upset and sad. And honestly, not too good about myself. I hate to give up on this previously seemingly perfect guy, but I don't know what to do. A guy that seems perfect and then becomes unkind and controlling is not anyone's perfect guy. A guy that makes you doubt yourself and feel like something is wrong with you is a huge red flag of a guy that this guy is moving into emotional abuse, and that could be just for starters. Do not get confused that abuse of this type is not abuse just because he hasn't physically harmed you. He is currently mentally harming you, and it's confusing because it's alternating with his original nice guy presentation, and because confusing you is part of the manipulation. I don't know if you've ever heard the quote, when someone shows you who they really are, believe them. But this is a prime example. Believe him. He is showing you his true colors, and they are abusive. First, let me tell you what won't work. Arguing with the abuser. Trying to argue with him can escalate the problem and can result in violence. There is no way to argue with an abuser because they will always find more ways to blame, shame, or criticize you. They may also try to turn the tables and play the victim. It also won't work trying to understand or make excuses for him. It might be tempting to try to make sense of his behavior or to come up with excuses to justify what he's doing. But finding ways to sympathize with or minimize his actions can make leaving the situation that much more difficult. And attempting to appease him also will not work. It might seem like a form of de-escalation, but it tends to backfire in the long run and may serve to further the abuse. So instead of trying to change yourself or your behaviors to suit his whims, focus on establishing clear boundaries and avoid engaging with these things that he's presented to you, if at all possible. What you do need to do is quickly focus on all the wonderful things about yourself and grab on to your self-esteem. Do not let this man tell you who you are. You know who you are, and it is many wonderful things. Next, set boundaries. Tell him basically, he can't speak to you this way. It's just not permissible. And if he starts, I would suggest leaving the room rather than having an argument. Leaving because you won't accept it, but arguing can inflame him and it can go very poorly. So you really want to de-escalate and not escalate it, because escalation can be dangerous. Shore up your relationships with other important people in your life, your friends and family, because probably at this juncture, you will need to be turning to them for support. Avoid blaming yourself for what he is doing. This is not your fault, though he may say so, and it's not your doing, and you cannot be good enough to avoid it, because that is not what he is after. Realize that you cannot fix it and you cannot fix him. People can only fix themselves. And if he doesn't want to make changes to himself, you cannot make him do so. As a result, I think at some point here, you need to start planning a safe exit. Sometimes abusers become enraged and desperate in preventing you from leaving them. Even emotionally abusive ones. They may say they will change and be better. They may say you won't make it without them, that no one will love you or love you like they do. They may even threaten you, which is why it's important to make a safe and careful game plan. This could entail a place to stay, not your own. This might mean informing others of your situation and asking them to not share your contact information. And sometimes, if it really escalates, notifying law enforcement. At your stage, however, I would say it doesn't sound like it has escalated that far yet. But over time, I'm telling you, these situations often do. So the earlier you remove yourself, the better. I am sorry that it is really very sad for you that this man has turned out to be quite another person than you had imagined. But trust me when I say no partner is worth the devastation that emotional abuse will inflict on your self-esteem and mental health. And though it is sad, you will meet another person who won't emotionally harm you in this way. I hope that was helpful. Some women think they can get their partner to change, but in fact, no one changes who doesn't want to themselves. Unless he can see that his behavior is destructive and he wants to get help personally for his problems, not yours, he will not change. He would need to address why he feels so angrily powerless inside that he needs to punish you into submission to feel validated. Frankly, this is a long shot at best. The effects of such a relationship can be lasting on self-esteem and the ability to be intimate and to trust other people going forward. Lasting fears of being taken advantage of being hurt, and how to give and take in a relationship can take time to rebuild if you've been in an emotionally abusive relationship. Similarly, there are lasting effects on the children of such a couple. A child may suffer lots of guilt that they should protect mom. They may feel guilt at being very angry with and even wanting to hurt dad. They may have trouble trusting a relationship of their own later and fear losing control or being controlled. They may be doomed to repeat either being a victim or a perpetrator in the future. In order to get out of such a relationship, a woman needs to gather supporters who will help her feel safe, secure, and reinforce her ability to take care of herself, to know who she is and what she wants. She will need a safe haven, because when she leaves, he may try very hard to get her back by notching up the threats. Some people do become truly violent in this circumstance, and the woman should take seriously any threat made to her or to her loved ones. If such a threat is made, she should go to the police and seek a place to stay that the partner will not find her. Once a woman has decided to end a controlling relationship, she is better to have a clean break. Trying to go bit by bit will only result in coercion and her inability to leave. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All centers remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.